Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the DCM Shriram Limited Q1 FY23 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Siddharth Rangnekar from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on DCM Shriram Limited's quarter one FY23 earnings conference call. Today we have with us Mr. Ajay Shriram, Chairman and Senior Managing Director, Mr. Vikram Shriram, Vice Chairman and Managing Director, Mr. Ajit Shriram, Joint Managing Director, Mr. KK Kaul, Whole-time Director, and Mr. Amit Agarwal, CFO of the company. We shall commence with comments from the management, including Mr. Ajay Shriram and Vikram Shriram. Members of the audience will get an opportunity to put their queries to the management following these comments during the interaction question and answer session. Before we begin, please note that some of the statements made on today's call could be forward-looking in nature, and a note to that effect has been included in the conference call invite circulated earlier. I would now like to invite Mr. Ajay Shriram to give us a brief overview on the company's performance and his views going forward. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Siddharth. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining our first quarter earnings conference call for financial year 2022-23. I earnestly hope that all of you are keeping safe and healthy. I will start with perspectives on industry dynamics and the associated specific imperatives for us. This will be followed by Vikram, who will share information on the operating and financial performance of the businesses. Our performance during the quarter has remained strong. The uncertainty in the economic environment that started in 2020 with COVID-19 is continuing. Today, the world is witnessing historically high inflation. There are supply chain disruptions. Prices of core commodities are still at elevated levels. Interest rates are rising. Currencies across the globe are at their lows against the US dollar, and there is the ongoing Russia-Ukraine conflict, which adds to the uncertainty. However, our strong balance sheets, cash flows, and resilient and diversified businesses are well-placed to manage the current economic environment. We are investing close to rupees 3,500 crores in various projects, primarily in chemicals and sugar businesses, which are to be commissioned over the next 12 months. These projects will increase our scale, forward integration, new product lines, along with bringing cost savings. Some of these investments are directed towards creating wealth out of waste, building physical capabilities, and reducing carbon footprint. We continuously strive towards making our operations more sustainable. The company is 11 times water positive. 34% of the total energy consumed in our operations is green. We are finalizing the sourcing of additional green power to the extent of about 50 MW at Shriram Alkali & Chemicals, the Bharuch complex, in Gujarat. We are taking more steps to reduce and recycle waste, optimize resources, as well as reduce our carbon footprint. I would now like to take you through the business-wide perspectives. Chemicals. Supply chains were disrupted in U.S. and China owing to unplanned outages and COVID-related restrictions respectively, giving a thrust to prices during the quarter. Net exports from India stood at 52,938 metric tons in Q1 financial year 2023 versus net imports of 3,360 metric tons in the same period last year. Average import prices that traded above $700 per metric ton during Q1 financial year 2023 are witnessing a decline now. However, being in the midst of geopolitical tensions, the input side is expected to weigh up strongly with energy prices staying higher. This equation can be expected to continue for some time. Margins in this business are expected to normalize over the next few quarters after significantly high levels over the last three quarters. Our capacity utilization during the quarter was 91% vis-à-vis 84% last year. Chlorine demand has been under pressure during the quarter, resulting in negative realizations for chlorine. The chemicals business is investing approximately Rs. 2,800 crores in various projects of caustic soda chlorine, epichlorohydrine, hydrogen peroxide, aluminium chloride, and a 120 megawatt captive power plant. The latter two will come online in this year and the balance will be operational by Q1 financial year 24. This will add significant value to the company. Vinyl. China is witnessing a slowdown in construction activities and therefore is participating more in international trade. With expiry of anti-dumping duty on PVC imports from China from February 22 onwards and lowering of customs duty on PVC imports from 10% to 7.5% in mid-May 22, the pricing pressure on PVC markets in India is there. Prices for PVC saw a dip quarter on quarter. Copper prices have also witnessed a decline quarter on quarter. Energy costs are expected to be high due to the persisting geopolitical situation and could impact margins. Sugar. Globally, sugar balance sheet is expected to be tight in the current season and slightly in deficit in the coming season due to anticipation of higher sugar diversion to ethanol in Brazil owing to the surge in fuel prices. Taking cognizance of the above, we expect international sugar prices to remain firm and Indian mills in Western and South India should benefit from exports. Our ethanol performance was stable. The company piloted cane-juice-based ethanol in the last season. However, returns were lower versus the B-heavy-based ethanol. We will continue our efforts to make cane-juice-based ethanol viable. The UP sugar industry needs a balanced government policy for sugar exports as well as cane-juice-based ethanol to remove regional imbalances with Maharashtra. This business is investing approximately Rs. 550 crores in ethanol capacity, sugar refinery, crushing capacity of sugarcane, and potash fertilizer from distillery ash. These projects will get commissioned in Q3 financial year 23 and will add to the earnings in the next season. Our agri-inputs business comprises of Shriram Farm Solutions, bioseed, and fertilizer. The monsoon played a critical role in performance of these businesses. Delayed monsoons have impacted farmer sentiment, crop preferences, geographical imbalance in cropping patterns and acreages. During the first quarter, despite the deficit monsoons, the performance of these businesses was stable. Shriram Farm Solutions is focusing on research across its verticals on crop care, specialty plant nutrition and seeds. It has its research center in Ludhiana, Punjab. During the quarter, the business started manufacture of crop care chemicals from a leased facility in Ahmedabad. It is also setting up a manufacturing of biofertilizers and water-soluble fertilizers through a 100% subsidiary. All this augurs well for growth in this business. Bioseed is repositioning its product strengths to farmers and enhancing its portfolio. The product pipeline is strong. The performance of India business improved during the quarter. We believe that this business should turn around over a period of 2 years. Fertilizer sales were higher on enhanced energy prices despite lower volumes. Volume saw a 15% decline as a result of maintenance shutdown that we took during Q1 financial year 23. Subsidy outstanding as on 30th June 2022 stood at Rs. 462 crores compared to Rs. 222 crores as on 30th June 2021. Fenesta continues to deliver good growth as a result of increased demand for its wide range of products and high quality products. There is still a concerted effort to increase our range of products in UPVC as well as the aluminium window segment. we are setting up a new fabrication capacity in Bhubaneswar, Odisha, which will be commissioned in Q2 financial year 23, and expanding the extrusion facility at Kota, Rajasthan, to be commissioned in Q1 financial year 24. These steps will further help in accelerating growth of this business. Our businesses are looking to invest in improving business efficiency and in growth. We have embarked on initiatives to broaden our footprint through value addition and capacity creation in high growth categories. I will now request Vikram to share his perspectives on the financial highlights. Vikram, over to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Good evening. Good evening, everyone. I will take you through the financial highlights for our Q1 FY23 results. During the quarter, net revenues came in at ₹2,851 crores versus 1,957 crores in Q1 financial year 22, higher by 46% year-on-year. Volumes were up across chlorovinyl, sugar and Fenesta businesses. Prices were up for chlorovinyl, sugar, Fenesta and fertilizers. Chlorovinyl businesses revenue grew by 117% year-on-year to ₹896 crores, led by higher volumes and prices. Caustic volumes were up 13% year-on-year, as ECU prices came up in higher at 103% year-on-year. Other product prices across the categories were also up. Vinyl business too recorded a healthy growth of 31% year-on-year in revenues. Carbide sale volumes were up 135% year-on-year and PVC volumes were up 13% year-on-year. Carbide prices were up 18% year-on-year and PVC prices were up 3%. Increase in volumes in chlorovinyl is also a result of demand being impacted during Q1 22 by the second wave of COVID-19, which has been restored this year. In the sugar segment, volumes were up 20%, driven primarily by higher domestic monthly releases. Domestic sugar prices also supported growth. Distillery revenues came in higher, driven by both volumes and prices. SFS revenues were marginally up 3% year-on-year, with stability across the categories. Bioseed revenues were up 9% year-on-year, mainly led by domestic growth. India operations revenues were up 31%, driven by cotton and corn. Government procurement picked up versus previous Kharif season, which was impacted by COVID-19. Fertilizer revenues were up 46% year-on-year due to higher realizations, resulting from higher gas prices, which is a pass-through. Prices were up 106% year-on-year. Volumes were low by 15% due to planned maintenance shutdown taken in Q1 financial year 23. Gas prices averaged $22 per MMBTU versus $10 per MMBTU in Q1 financial year 22. Fenesta business continued to record healthy numbers with revenues up by 54% led by both retail and project segments. Coming to profitability, in Q1 financial year 23, PBDIT stood at 464 crores, higher by 55% year-on-year, despite cost pressures. The performance was primarily supported by chemicals and Fenesta segments. Chemicals PBDIT was up to 227%, primarily led by higher product prices and higher volumes. Both power and salt prices continued to be high, which were more than offset by better product prices. PBDIT margins stood at around 41% versus 27% in the same period last year and 43% sequentially. Fenesta PBDIT was up 168% led by higher volumes in both retail and project segments and better margins in retail segments. Vinyl PBDIT was down 21% despite higher realization, since the input cost increases driven by energy prices could not be compensated by prices. PBDIT margins in vinyls stood at 29% versus 48% in the same period last year and 41% sequentially. Sugar PBDIT was down 49% year-on-year. Higher costs driven by higher cane costs and lower recoveries impacted profitability of sugar. Ethanol earnings were stable. Higher domestic sugar and ethanol prices partly offset cost pressures during the quarter. The sugar earnings have seasonality and should be looked on a full year basis. Bioseed PBDIT stood at 20 crores versus 27 crores due to lower volumes in Philippines operations. India business PBDIT was up 35%. Fertilizer PBDIT came in at negative 17 crores versus positive 33 crores for Q1 2022 due to lower volumes and higher energy consumption resulting from maintenance shutdown and higher fixed expenses. Last year, there was a one-time gain of 33 crores on urea prices pertaining to provisions relating to previous years. We have reported healthy progress across our key segments and are also encouraged with the financial fitness of our balance sheet. Our debt levels remain at more than comfortable levels, with net debt at rupees 8 crores versus 32 crores at June 21. We are generating healthy cash flows and our ongoing projects will be funded by internal accruals and debt. Return on capital employed for June 22 came in higher at 37% versus 23% for June 21. On the whole, we look forward to delivering sustainable and healthy growth going forward. This brings me to the end of the financial discussion, and we will be happy to take questions that you may have. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If your questions have been answered and you wish to withdraw yourself from the queue, you may enter star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask a question, you may enter star and one. We have the first question from the line of Ahmed Madha from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity, sir. My first question is on the outlook of sugar business. So our FY22 was relatively poor than the FY21 because of the lower export volumes as well as the domestic volume quota was relatively lower. So how do you see the next two fiscal years panning out with the new grain-based distillery capacity coming up? And one more question on the sugar side is that given that we are increasing the share of refined sugar, how does it impact the realization and the profitability?
Thank you.
I partly missed the question in the beginning because my volume wasn't okay. Were you talking about volumes?
Volumes were lower than FY21. So how do you see FY23 volumes? And then the question on the ethanol capacity and the refined sugar business.
Yes. So essentially, the last season in Central and East UP, Uttar Pradesh, there were adverse weather conditions. First, with a long spell of drought and high heat, and then subsequently, there were two spells of very heavy rainfall. So this decreased the yield both in Central UP and also East UP. And also adversely affected the recoveries. So that was primarily the reason for lower sugar crush last year. This year, I think the weather patterns have been relatively decent, and we do hope that our volumes will increase significantly compared to the previous crush season. On the ethanol front, as mentioned in the opening remarks, we are doing an expansion which will be commissioned in Q3 FY23, and we're also very hopeful with this government's renewed push on ethanol for also bringing forward the 20% blend to 2025. And last year's average blend was roughly 10% plus. We're hopeful that the coming year, the blend on an all-India basis will be about 11% plus. So we're positive on the ethanol front as well.
Last on the refined sugar bit, if you can answer.
Yeah, so on the refined sugar, I think our percentage of refined sugar as a company was much lower than the other than our peers, and we've increased our refined sugar production to roughly 60% of capacity. And we do hope to get a premium of between 70 to 80 paisa per kilo on the refined sugar vis-à-vis normal sulfated sugar.
Okay, got it, got it. The next question on the PVC side, the vinyl business, as we call it. So Q4 realization were close to 135, 140. Then it current quarter it was close to 128, 130. Now what we see as of now is the prices are almost at 110 or maybe below that. So how is your outlook on the PVC demand dynamics in a country and especially the increase in the imports of China? So I know that you may not have the longer term view, but how do you see going forward for the next couple of quarters?
Yes, you're right. PVC prices are seeing a very sharp decline. In fact, the decline started somewhere in May when the anti-dumping duty from imports in month of February when the anti-dumping duty on imports from China was removed. And thereafter in May, the custom duty was reduced further by some 10 to 7.5%. But in the last 2 weeks or so, beginning of July, we have seen some very sharp decline in the prices. And today prices are pretty low, but obviously the demand is still holding, but fortunately we have a large imports coming from China. The consumption in China has dropped because of the real estate. PVC is a construction polymer, so the real estate in China is badly hit. And in turn, they are pushing the large quantities into the markets in India. But we expect that this reaction of sharp drop in prices is possibly a knee-jerk reaction. The fundamentals of the costs haven't still changed. On a long-term basis, even the exporters may not find it viable to export at these kind of prices. So the prices should look up then, and that's very difficult to predict at this point of time. But the consumptions are still holding.
Cool, thank you. Last bit on the capex trend. So we have increased our capex from 3300 to 3500 crores. Now, can you help us? It's basically a request if you can help us break down our capex product wise and the segment wise in the capacity if possible.
Sure. See, in I think the increase is primarily because there were more capexes added. Like for Fenesta's extrusion plant, which will be about 47 crores. So I'm just explaining 3,300 to 3,500 first, right? So there are some capexes which got added, which led to this increase. But otherwise, broadly in chemicals, we are investing close to about 2,800 to 2,900 crores. In sugar, we are investing close to about 550 crores, and the rest. I mean, chemicals, the larger project that we have is one is the power plant, captive power plant, which is 120 megawatt. And then there is caustic capacity, which is 850 TPD, along with 600 TPD flaker. Then we have epichlorohydrine, which is about 52,000 tons per annum. And we have hydrogen peroxide, which is 57,750 tons per annum. So these are the major projects. In sugar, we have a 120 kg multi-feed distillery. We are expanding the crush capacity by about 3,000. So from 38,000, we move up to 41,000. And then the refining capacity. So today, out of my total crush, whatever sugar I manufacture, about 15% is refined, which will move up to about 60%. Post these capex investments, and we also have a potash capacity where they are extracting potash from distillery ash. So that's another new investment, which is about 4,600 tons per annum. So these are broadly the capacities and the capexes.
Okay. So what will be our peak net debt by the end of FY23 or whenever the capex gets completed?
So see, it will depend on the cash flows, but my sense is it will be around approximately net debt should be around 1,500 crores by end of FY23.
Got it. And just a simple question on the chlorine use. So with our current capacity of caustic and then incremental 850 TPD, whatever chlorine we'll get, I am assuming that there will be some extra chlorine left after the use for aluminum chloride in ECH. So have we planned anything going forward for FY25 on this front?
So, see, my current chlorine consumption, if I look at Bharuch, and if I exclude hydrogen, hydrochloric acid, then my current consumption in Bharuch is about 5% captive, and in Kota it's about 30% captive. In Bharuch, I also supply, at current levels, almost 40% of my chlorine is through pipelines. Going forward, this 40% broadly we should be able to maintain, which is through pipelines. And this 4%, which is captive, will move up to about 10% after the entire complex gets expanded, both on epichlorohydrin as well as 850 TPD. So that's the current captive consumption. But we definitely are looking at some more investments in chlorine downstream to, you know, increase our captive consumption. So those are being looked at.
Okay. Fine. That's it from my side. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Pratiksha Daftari from Equitas Investment. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is on sugar division. If you could just give the details of cost of production for the whole season that we finished in this quarter, and what would be the valuation of inventory at the end of 30th June?
Yeah. So for this year, Pratiksha, our total crush was about 549 lakh quintals. So that comes to so our production was close to about 55 lakh quintals was our production, and our inventory valuation was at about 3,307.
3,307. Okay.
Yes.
And if you could just repeat the cost of production, I didn't get it correct.
Yeah, so cost of production, you're saying?
For the whole season, so the crush that we started
last season. Yeah, so season has ended. So for my, for us, on a total production of about 55 lakh quintals, my cost of production was 3,307.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Okay. And what were the yields for this season vis-a-vis last year?
What was the?
Recovery.
Recovery was, I think, close to about 11.36 on C-heavy basis.
On B-heavy basis. Okay.
C-heavy.
Okay. And how does this compare to last year?
So it was, vis-a-vis last year, it was lower by about, if I remember correctly, about 0.4%.
Okay, got it. And if you could just give a little bit outlook on, you know, the Brazil supply this year, and how does it compare to last year, if you could elaborate a bit on that.
I didn't get your question, Patricia. Can you kindly repeat that, please?
The Brazil crushing that is going on, if you could have give some highlights on that.
So the Brazil crop is going is undergoing stress, and as mentioned in the opening remarks, because of oil prices, a large part of the crop is being diverted to ethanol. So the world actually is seeing India as a supplier for the world market, and as we saw last year, or in the ongoing sugar season, our exports are roughly 9.5 to 10 million tons on an all India basis, and we do expect that in the next sugar year also, the exports will be roughly 7.5 to 8.5 billion tons from India.
Okay. All right. My next question is on caustic. So you mentioned that we expect margins to normalize the next 2 quarters. So just wanted to understand your perspective on demand scenario going ahead, and whether the do we expect any serious change in global supply in next few quarters.
You know, our estimate, as I mentioned, was that the prices last quarter were about $700. They are down by about 5 to 10%. They have come down, but I think what good thing has happened is I've given the figures of the exports from India, and that has gone up quite a bit. So that helps to bring some sort of a balance. The expectation is that the industry and companies like us also are exporting, and that will keep the balance. So we don't expect the prices to go down more than 5-7%, I think, over the next couple of quarters.
Okay. And how about demand? Are we seeing any slowdown in demand, especially from sectors like textile or paper?
No. Fortunately, I think demand is quite robust. I think that way, if you see, the Indian economy is doing quite okay. So demand is quite all right.
Okay. All right. And any change in global supply? Are we expecting China supply to be increasing going ahead, or anything specific in Europe?
The challenge always is, one is in Europe, one is seeing that the energy prices are going up a lot, and that's having a very major impact. So we don't know what's going to be the outcome in the next couple of months, depending on energy availability from Russia and from other countries. In China, frankly, I think all of us know that the actual data availability is very low. We've seen the impact on PVC. But as of now, in terms of the caustic front, yes, they are exporting more. There's no doubt on that. But I think the export market is taken up, and India is able to export also at a decent price. So I think that's moving okay.
Okay. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Anurag Dinkar Patil from Roha Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, in the biofeed business, how do you see the Q2 panning out? Because I guess some of the sales got postponed due to delayed monsoon. So can you throw some light on that?
Yes, because of the delayed monsoon, the paddy and the acreage under paddy and horse crops has declined, and it's possibly that we may see a decline in these in the sowing and paddy. We don't know. In some states, there's no longer any possibility of this being recovered, but in some states there's still possibility that some of it will be recovered because of the recent rains that have happened in these states, particularly in UP and Bihar. But paddy overall, possibly there could be a decline in the acreage.
Sir, on cotton side, how is the acreage situation currently?
Cotton has done well in terms of acreage, and I think the final figures we should be seeing coming in the next month or so. But as of now, because of reasonably good rains in the cotton growing areas, particularly in south and center, the acreage is pretty good, and because of the prices are also good, and therefore cotton is fairly okay.
And sir, in the cotton illegal stability performance, how is it going on currently? Means, have the volumes increased compared to organized players?
Illegal cotton keeps on growing, but there is also a new trend that farmers are moving into the non-branded kind of cotton seeds. So cotton seeds apparently are also good in quality, but there is a significant shift to that from the branded products to the non-branded. Of course, the illegal cotton continues to be a challenge for us.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Prateek Tholia from Systematics. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So just if you could also, highlight on the acreages of and the crop quality of sugarcane, because we see that, UP especially has received below normal monsoon so far. So how is the cane condition, and whether there can be any impact in terms of availability of cane, or even the recoveries can go down because of quality of cane can suffer due to lack of monsoon?
Are you talking about the entire UP?
I'm talking about, yeah, entire UP, and especially I think East and Central UP is down almost 50% in terms of rainfall. So if you could just highlight on, yeah, maybe your catchment area also, if you can just highlight.
As I mentioned earlier, I think last year we had very adverse weather conditions in terms of a heat wave and then a couple of instances of very, very heavy rainfall. This year, comparatively, it's been relatively more steady. And also, the farmers have got paid in time. And the irrigation efforts by the farmers and the factories are going on well. And we do hope that the yields will be as good as normal in the coming season.
Okay. And so what would be the current ex-factory prices for sugar? In
roughly 3,500 per quintal.
Okay, okay. Sure. So that's it for myself. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vignesh Iyer from Sequent Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I just wanted to know what is the capacity utilization for the caustic soda and the related chemicals as well as the PVC. If you could give me percentage.
So as I mentioned in my opening remarks, in the last quarter, our capacity utilization for our caustic soda plants was 91% compared to 84% in the corresponding quarter last year.
Okay. And like the, I mean, the aluminium chloride and PVC resins that you could give me.
So for PVC, it was 90%. Capacity utilization in line with what we had in the same period last year. Aluminum chloride was almost 100%.
Okay, okay. Also, sir, could you tell me quarter on quarter how much have we exported, caustic soda? If you could give me a number to more or less to understand if there is an increase in export quarter on quarter, if you could give me some data.
Yeah, again, as I mentioned in the opening remarks, that in this first quarter of this financial year, exports from India were about 54,000-55,000 tons. And corresponding quarter last year, they were imports about 3,500 tons. So actually, the export was much higher well. Was almost 54,000-55,000. I gave the exact figure when I mentioned that. And even this month and future months, the industry expects exports to be in a fairly healthy range.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
There is traction from export market as well as domestic market for caustic soda. We can more or less infer that way, right?
Yeah. I think, frankly, as one is seeing, fortunately, that the export potential and the export growth while the industry is also quite stable. The industry is feeling quite confident that they continue exports at a fairly healthy rate. And if that carries on, I think it's going to be helping in balancing out.
Right. Thank you. So that's all from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor & Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah, namaskar sir, and thank you for this opportunity. Sir, firstly on the continuation to the our last speaker only, sir, we are looking, I think, for 1 million ton capacity addition in caustic soda in phase manner, especially in the western part for, I think, FY23. So taking that into account and currently the China factor, what will come, will it be the demand factor that is more inclined to the demand, or whether there will be an oversupply that we can anticipate going ahead with this with capacity addition?
You know, the good thing is that I think the demand in India is also growing at a healthy pace. And I think with the economy having a GDP growth in the range, what it is, 7-8%. I think that's pretty good going, and the demand in India is also moving quite well. Export markets are also open. You see, with commodity businesses, you always find when new capacity comes, there may be a couple of quarters of a little tightness because of excess capacity. But with good growth of 7-8%, it evens out. So I don't, you know, and the second point is, in any investment we make, like we are doing now, increasing our caustic by 850 tons per day and flakes by 600 tons per day, we are simultaneously looking at how to improve our efficiencies and reduce our costs. So that is again an advantage we get with expansions. So it is a, it is frankly in the long term a win-win situation of expanding our capacity.
Yes. Sir, in the earlier remark about vinyl prices going down, Sriram sir did mention about that led to the China factor, the lockdown in China, and therefore leading into a large import or dumping by them. So have we seen the same trend for the caustic soda prices also post June? I think in the presentation also we have mentioned about prices trending lower. So what's the currently the trend for the ECU, if you could throw some more light for the same?
The caustic soda, fortunately, we are not having that sort of pressure coming in from China. I think PVC as a solid is much easier to export and move around than what it is for caustic soda. So we are not seeing that. In fact, India is a net exporter, which is a very good situation we are in. And we expect the exports to carry on. I don't think it will be too bad. Yes, the prices have come down by 5-7%. And in a commodity, moving 10% upar niche is a very, I mean, industry has to accept that, because, you know, you can't expect always going up or always going down. It doesn't go that way. The important point is, are we competitive on a world scale? And that is something which we are. We are giving a lot of focus on that in our operation and our cost of production, our customer relationships, etc. So that is a strong point. And otherwise, we are expecting next few quarters of caustic soda to be quite all right.
Sir, which markets are we targeting in for the export segment, sir? Which geographies?
Pardon me, Kajit, can you please?
Where is exports going?
So exports are going to Southeast Asia. That's one big market, and they're also going to some African countries.
Okay, sir. If I correctly remember, Japan, Iran have been net importers, have been importers to the country for India. So how are they positioned? What is the material movement from these two geographies, Japan and Iran?
Yeah, you're right. Japan also is. In fact, Mitsubishi, they are in touch with them also to import into Japan. So that is moving from there. Iran, I'm not sure.
See, Iran, of late, Iran, see, Sakit, Iran always was, you know, I would say would come into the market with sudden, you know, in some pockets. They would come and export and probably depress the market. It is never a consistent supplier to India or, you know, globally, it's not a consistent supplier. So it's more in pockets if they come and sell. So I don't, and of late, we haven't seen them coming in, at least not in India.
Okay. No, when we give the 50,000 figure of export, what quantity should we factor in from the imports from Japan in the country?
No, no, I don't think it's imports. I'm saying India is discussing with Mitsubishi in order to export from India.
Okay, okay. So there is no import as of now from the Japanese continent.
So we have imports, like in this quarter, our imports are about 11,000, in the country, the imports are about 11,000 tons. And exports were about 64,000-65,000 tons.
Net, okay, okay.
Out of the 11,000, how much was from Japan? I'm not aware of that.
Okay. Sir, coming to this value-added part of the story, sir, as you have told, the chlorine has to be consummated in the value-added segment. So, with the increased caustic soda production from our side, what percentage will the chlorine consumption internally will go up, sir, and what percentage of value-added products increase in product sales are we contemplating?
So currently we are at around 4% captive consumption, excluding HCl. With all the capacities coming up, including 850 TBD of caustic, we will go up to around 10%. And as I mentioned, we also have 40% of our supplies going through pipelines to dedicated customers on chlorine.
And sir, currently chlorine spreads are positive or negative for us for this quarter?
They are negative.
By what amount, sir?
In the range of around 4,000 to 5,000 negative.
4 to 5% negative. So coming to the bioseed segment, sir, I think so last quarter for the March, I think so we spoke about this turnaround plan for the bioseed segment for two years or 3 years down the line. So what is stored in for the bioseed segment going ahead, sir, and what can we expect in terms of this business contributing to the to our total pie, sir, and profitability improving?
Well, in the Q1, we have seen that, you know, in terms of the turnaround, the early signs that that's happening. But obviously, one quarter can't be a complete opportunity. But the early signs in terms of the acceptance of some of our new product pipelines, new products and new geographies, that's been good. And we hope that we will definitely, this turnaround has started, and during the year, we should be able to turn it around as we had anticipated in the previous year when we talk about.
So last year, sir, it was a course correction exercise, I think, to the slow-moving inventory part and all, which was articulated by you. So this year, that is not going to play out. So this year, it itself look better for us.
Absolutely, they look much better.
I come in the queue.
Sorry.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Ahmed Madha from Unify Capital. Please go ahead.
So I had a question on the PVC business. So currently we are manufacturing PVC via calcium carbide tube. Do you think is there any incentive to allocate capital to manufacture suspension PVC via a BCM route?
Sorry, which route you said?
No, we are on carbide.
We are on the carbide route. You said which route?
Can we just repeat the question?
Do you think there is an incentive to allocate capital there?
To switch over to the chemical route?
VCM. Yeah, chemical route. Yes.
So currently, the margins between VCM and PVC at the current prices are not very, very good. You know, you need... On an average, it used to be $150, but it's gone down below $150. So we have been evaluating it quite a bit, but for, an, you know, for us, we didn't see any merit in following that VCM route.
Okay, so as of now, also, you don't see any merit?
You see, the economics are largely dependent on energy prices. The energy prices are high, the VCM margin between VCM and PVC also goes down.
Okay, fine. No issue. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. To ask a question, you may enter star and one. As we have no further questions, I would like to hand the floor back to the management for closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your participation in our Q1 Financial Year 23 Earnings Conference Call. We will continue to work on our strategic direction of growing our businesses using scale, multiple revenue streams, enhancing efficiencies, and achieving higher integration. We will also ensure that the balance sheet and cash flows remain strong. At the same time, we are also conscious of our responsibility towards the environment, community welfare, and our employees, who are our true assets of the company. We are focused on building sustained relationships with all our stakeholders. Once again, thank you very much, and we wish you safety and good health. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of DCM Shriram Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.